For the past 20 years, Reframe Film Festival has been a core part of the arts community here in Peterborough. The festival is described on their website as a community celebration of documentary film and media art with a lens on social and environmental justice. Reframe Film Festival has hired a new creative director for the upcoming seasons. Erin Lidster began her position as creative director on May 1st. Here is Erin describing her role with the festival.
So there are two positions that are the core staff team at Reframe. One is the festival director and the other is the creative director. And we work together to present the festival. The creative director side of things, it's really fun. I get to watch all of the films and work with a programming advisory committee to build out the festival program for the January festival.
Erin has been a prominent figure in the Peterborough arts scene for a while. Since moving back to Peterborough in 2016, after attending post-secondary school in Thunder Bay, she's been involved with many local theaters and arts projects.
Quite quickly after I started working in the bar scene in Peterborough, I met a few people who were theater performers and techs working out of the theater on King, and started doing some tech work there just through those connections that I made, and have slowly worked in the community since then. I think that was 2016. In different roles with different arts organizations, including ArtSpace and Public Energy, and have built up a lot of really valuable skills, turns out.
Her experience working with film started while attending Trent University in the Cultural Studies department.
My film career kind of started at Cultural Studies at Trent with Kelly Egan and the programs that she's running there in experimental and documentary filmmaking. So, and that's actually a 16-millimeter-based program. And so, yeah, it felt like a couple things converging between experiencing learning around traditional material-based filmmaking at the university, but also the kind of work that I ended up doing with the theater community in documentation and videography.
Reframe Film Festival has taken different shapes over the years, but its conventional structure was forced to change following the closures and the global pandemic. The last two seasons of Reframe have been primarily virtual. Lidster, along with all of the staff and volunteers responsible for planning the festival, are still deciding the ways in which this year's festival will be different than before.
At the moment, we're thinking about how to present both in person and online. So different than the past couple of years that have had only a couple of in-person events for various reasons, I imagine that we'll have some films online, most of the films, if not all of the films in person. There's a lot of logistical regulations around how films can be presented, so we'll need to work with the filmmakers and distributors as well. But I'm imagining a more balanced presentation between the amount of films and the way that they're presented in person and online this year.
Reframe is currently accepting film submissions for their upcoming January festival, which, for the first time ever, can be submitted through an online platform called Film Freeway, and you can learn more about that on Reframe's website. Reframe is also currently looking for people to join the Programming Advisory Committee to help the creative director structure the lineup of films for the upcoming year. If you are interested in getting involved with Reframe Film Festival, in any of the many ways available to do so, find all of the information you need at reframefilmfestival.ca. Community involvement is essential for this festival, as Erin describes here.
Yeah, well, I think community is at the heart of the mission, vision, and values of Reframe. For me, as an arts professional over the last couple of years, there's so many instances where coming together around a film has come up in my work. I think that's what we are trying to do, is build community around these issues, around these films, and have, you know, tough and beautiful conversations with each other.
This has been Eddie Sweeney, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and broadcasting in Peterborough, Canada, from the facilities of CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio.